Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman. Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for listening to AIR tonight. Tonight we have a pre-record with Shanta Gabrielle. She is a teacher, a healer, and the author of Gabrielle's Message. It's a book of inspiration communication from Archangel Gabriel. It sparks lots of hope in the hearts to seek peace in their life. She also has classes. She has meditation CDs. She has messages on her website, which is GabrielleMessages.com. Highly recommend you go there. And I was just reading some of hers. She, again, is one of those beautiful people on SpiritLibrary.com. And I got her message and I said, oh, I so need to get her on air. And I wrote a letter and she called me right up and said, I'm going away, but can we plan it now? So, welcome to AIR and thank you so much for being on.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Now, how did this all get started?
Well, this morning I was thinking it was kind of an initiation, an angelic initiation. As I had absolutely no interest in angels, this is in the end of 1988. I had no interest in angels. It's not like I didn't believe in them, but I didn't have any interest and no background, no understanding. So, but what I was doing was praying for my new path to open to me. I was praying that there would be a way clear for me to follow so I could do my work in the world. That was my prayer. One day.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait. Let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
What had you been doing?
Massage therapy.
Okay, go on.
And I also had been studying with a teacher from India. And so my massage was very energetic, and I had a spiritual practice that I was doing every day.
Okay.
So part of the massage at the very end, I would be at a person's head and I would send energy from the top of their head all the way down and out their feet. So while I was doing that, I had my eyes closed, and this was in Honolulu, Hawaii, where I had been living for several years. Had my eyes closed, and there came like this deep presence of light behind my eyes. It was so intense that it felt like there was lightning striking, and I also felt the whole room begin to vibrate like it was shaking, like an earthquake. If I was from California, so of course the first thought I had was, this is an earthquake. But we really don't have earthquakes, and we don't really have too much lightning in Hawaii, so it was very unusual. And so finally, after it went on for a few, what felt like minutes, I'm sure it wasn't very long, but I opened my eyes to see what it was, and at the base of the table was this huge figure with wings that went out the ceiling. It was magnificent, it was powerful, and it was really scary, because I didn't have a clue what this was about. In my mind, I said, who are you? And I heard this voice that was really huge said, I am Archangel Michael. My response to that was to kind of negate it. It was like, no way. No, can't be. And there's no way an archangel would be in my living room, and what the heck is an archangel anyway, you know? So, and what has this got to do with me? I'm busy, you know? So I pretty much ignored that, and it's not easy to ignore an archangel.
No.
But I have a strong focus. So I ignored him and pretty much just went on with the massage. The woman at the end sat up and said, oh, you know, that I felt so much light, you know, that was so wonderful. And I found out later that the issue that she'd come to me for, which was quite acute, had disappeared. I didn't find that out for several more years. There was definitely a heightened level of energy in the room. Mm-hmm. And he did show up a number of times after that, for over a year, actually. But I was not really open to the idea of an archangel. And I never asked him what he wanted of me. But I think that he was kind of opening the way, and I think that Archangel Michael does do that for all the mm-hmm. light workers. He's here to open the way for us to find our path, to support our soul's purpose. So about a year and a half later, I was meditating, and that feeling of the room vibrating and the light behind my eyes came through, and I opened my eyes, but this time it was this incredible being that still had wings that went out the roof, and he was still huge and in bright golden light, but his eyes, I could see his eyes, and they just melted my heart. And he said he was Archangel Gabriel, and that he was here to bring me messages, and that he was going to teach me how to receive. And so he gave me this practice, which I actually teach in my classes, to receive messages. And I'm still doing that to this day. So it's I think that it is a gift, but I also believe that many people have the ability, mm-hmm. most people have the ability to receive intuitive messages on their own.
Now, how often does he speak with you? Is it daily, hourly?
I think he's with me all the time, and it's up to me, you know. Really, when I'm, it depends on how focused I am. It depends on how relaxed I am. It depends on how high my vibrational frequency is. Because I think that it's difficult for us to respond to these higher frequencies of energy when we're in our kind of normal waking TV on, you know, what's next, where's my list kind of daily life. So mm-hmm. we have to really set aside, at least I do, I have to set aside time where I am absolutely focused, and I do a spiritual practice every day that allows me to be more receptive and create from that place. So the book was written, which is called The Gabriel Messages, and it was written from messages I received every single day for a year. And I now receive messages. I probably could receive them daily, but a lot of times I'm right now focused on receiving messages for different things. You know, I've been asking for inspiration on a new study program I want to start, and I've been asking for inspiration for a newsletter so that I share the information that I receive through people like Spirit Library, and I put it on my blog, mm-hmm. the Gabriel Messages, can I read you the first paragraph of the one I received this morning?
That would be beautiful.
This is rough because I haven't actually read the whole thing yet. That was one of the caveats of his guidance to me. In order to keep my judgmental mind from interfering with my receptive state, he told me not to read anything that I wrote until much later. And so I still do that. I still don't read it, and this has been since 1990. So, but just before I sat down today, I thought, well, you know, it's kind of a message for the radio program, and what does it say? And so it says, blast open the walls of your heart, light up the skies of your mind, and carry the presence of your soul's purpose into the world. Allow your practice of spirit to become your path in life. So that's the beginning. We'll see if it comes out that way at the end.
It's if you want to read more of it, you are welcome to read more.
Well, I'll just read you the second paragraph because I didn't read the whole thing and I have no idea how rough it is at that. The second paragraph says, all the prayers you have uttered, the longing of your hearts, have been heard by the divine. There are no parts of your being that are not known and loved beyond your capacity to understand. Create a place within you that believes this is true, a tiny speck of well-being that allows the soothing nectar of God's love to carry you through your life.
You know, it's just like, it just is, it's one of those things that it's hard to speak after this, you know, which is like, okay. you know, what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Right? You know, it really is truly amazing information, and he does. I mean, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Archangel Gabriel, I know he definitely is a messenger, but what is he known for? What is he about?
Well, I believe that each of the archangels, I lead a study program called that focuses on a different archangel every month and how that archangel affects our lives, basically through the chakra system, the main chakra system. Archangel Gabriel is represented in my studies through the second chakra. And so he has a lot to do with balance and harmony. He has a lot to do with the union, divine union of our soul, divine union of our male and female aspects, and divine union with God. He also aligns us with that presence that's within us so we can actually be a clear channel for God's messages. When we look back through history, Archangel Gabriel has showed up to all the world's traditions, have a story about Archangel Gabriel. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing. And the Christianity, of course, is Mother Mary, and then in Muhammad, he spoke to Muhammad and brought the Quran. He came and he actually split the Red Sea so the Jews could go to freedom. So, I mean, it's very, he has shown up as a messenger to the world, and I believe he's the messenger to this world right now that we really, really, really need. And his message seems to be most clearly about creating a spiritual practice, creating a place within that's centered and in harmony and at peace so that we can go back to it with in the midst of the travail of our lives, that we have a place to go to. And so my life has really been dedicated to keeping that place in me and, if possible, helping other people find it. The book messages all have a practice with them. Most all the book messages in the book, and there are 56 messages, each one has a practice for to help you to respond to that place that the messages are talking about.
Can you give an example of what you mean by practice?
Okay, so the message for today that I originally had. A set of cards, 56 cards, and they were called Angel Messages, and they came out in 1995, I think. And all of the messages in the book were reflected in those cards. And so the message that we got today, and these are on my website, by the way, be grateful for all that you have and all that you are. So that's the message. And I'll just give you the first sentence, and then I'll go to the practice. Dear one, you have so much to be grateful for. At times, it may feel as though life is hard, and yet if you can pull back from its drama, you'll see how fortunate you truly are. Even the lessons you're now going through are a blessing. Though it may feel as though you don't have enough, whether it's time, money, health, or love, you actually have been blessed with a tremendous gift. That gift is your life. A physical body is a wondrous blessing. Take time to observe the miraculous occurrences in your body. It's a miracle that messages are transmitted from your brain so there is movement in different parts of your body. It's a miracle that you don't have to tell your heart to beat or your stomach to digest. The physical body is a constant source of awe when you consider it a gift from God. You are here to use this body to learn your lessons in life and to help bring heaven to earth. You are here to create a better world for all. You are here to learn to find peace and harmony within yourself so all people on earth may experience this. One person finding inner peace helps to bring peace to the entire world. You are a part of a wondrous presence in whom you live, move, and have your being. The presence of spirit exists beneath all your tumultuous thoughts and between your breaths. You are here to remember this fact and to live in this awareness at all times. This presence is constantly giving, and you can consistently receive the blessings available by focusing your attention on the truth of who you are. You can know that whatever situation is occurring in your life or in the world, God is in the midst of it all. And here's the practice. Be grateful for this gift of universal presence within you. Be grateful for your body and for the lessons you are learning, which assist your spiritual progress. Take the time to see the beauty in nature, a flower, a tree, or a bird, and be grateful for the beauty of the divine there and within all things. Be grateful for the presence of the angels in your life. These messengers from God are a powerful force for love and wisdom in your world. You can call upon them at any moment, and their assistance is available to you. This is a supreme gift. And be grateful for all that you are. You are a spark of light radiating God's presence on the earth. You are God's love expressing to others. You are God's wisdom, remembering the truth of divine order in every situation. You are so much more than what you seem. Remember the expansiveness of your true nature and be grateful. Your gratitude opens the floodgates for heaven's blessings. Gratitude creates an energy that beckons good into your life. When you are grateful, you feel more peaceful and more fulfilled. It is easier to remember that God is within all people and situations. And you can begin to be a witness rather than being embroiled in life's dramas. You hold the key to peace on earth. As you gratefully focus on the truth of your divine nature, remember your message from the angels today. Be grateful for all that you have and all that you are. And so it is.
And so it is. And as you were reading that, I could feel the increase of the angelic realm kind of gathering around.
Yes.
There's definitely, for me, a very peaceful feeling. And at the same time, they're saying, ask this, and don't forget, ask that. It's like, yeah, I'll get to that. And one of the questions they ask is, people right now are finding themselves really sensitive because of the shift of the energies and what's going on. So you as a human being, mm-hmm. you have this beautiful guidance around you. But as a human being, how are you handling this sensitivity? How are you, you know, trying to find and keep that balance?
It's a moment-to-moment process. But my spiritual practice is strong. And the other thing is, after the angels came into my life and things were going along, I had a time in late 98 and early 90 and early 99 when my whole life collapsed. I lost, my business went bankrupt. I lost our home, my home. My marriage started to break up. My appendix collapsed. I had a car accident, and I went into menopause, and that was all in 1 year. And it was all, I think, to strip away everything so I could really find what was important. Mm-hmm. And it's been a process. But at this point, about 10 years later, I can look at that and it's really provided me with a place inside me that can be stabilized, I can go back to. and I can really feel the compassion from so deeply for everyone else that is now going through it. And I can only say that we will be through this, and that our sensitivity level is so great right now that we have to take care of ourselves. I mean, it's important to take care of others, but we really, really need to focus on our spirit, and it really doesn't take all that much of time, but we have to give it to ourselves. We have to take care of ourselves first thing in the morning. We have to find that place that's so deep inside of us that is at peace, and that we can come back to it. And I believe in constant prayer. practicing the presence of God means to have, whether it's a mantra or a prayer or it's something that you can come back to. And my focus is on light, and that's what I feel that Archangel Gabriel's been teaching, is about bringing light to the earth. The light comes through us. We are the conduit for light on the planet. And so that light is carries God's intelligence, it carries love, it carries such a sweetness that if we were to bask in that light first thing in the morning, it fills us, it protects us. I think it's really important to fill myself with light, and I focus especially on the third chakra, where I believe Archangel Michael helps to protect us. And I ask for Archangel Michael to protect me, and I ask that golden light of the spiritual sun be present in my solar plexus and surround me and fill my whole energy field with golden light. So I feel like I start out with this sense of fullness, and then as I go through the day, I have to, you know, every now and then fill it back up again. But if I start to feel depleted, I can fill myself up with light. And I heard Alan Cullen the other day on an interview say 5 minutes gives you 5 hours. So if you can take 5 minutes away to fill yourself with light, to pray for what you need, to ask for grace, and it will serve the rest of your day in a much more powerful time.
It's definitely one of those times that I have found that it's just a certain feeling I get within myself that it's like, okay, it's time to go meditate. Mm-hmm. And it may be for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a half an hour, but I make sure to take that time for me.
Yeah.
And
you can't ignore this right now. And even
you,
5 minutes.
Well, you can't ignore them. They really...
Even when people are at work or something like that where they don't feel like they can take time away, you know, I feel like we all can, you know, even if what I used to do when I was working all the time was I would grab hold of a plant, you know, if I only had like 3 seconds, I would grab hold of a plant and so I could feel a little more grounding. I think part of the issue for me has been feeling safe in my body and allowing myself to be grounded enough to bring my spirit into the earth. I haven't focused too much on grounding until the last, I don't know, you know, number of years. But it was really important, and there has been times when I heard this minister say that I was so spiritual I was of no earthly good. So it's, you know, we do live lives on the earth, and that's why we're here. We're here to learn how to live in the world, and we're here to bring spirit into matter. And so grabbing onto a tree, hugging a tree, grabbing onto a plant, if you have no other way of connecting to nature, it's really one way that I can just sort of feel real for a minute. It's bring that authenticity that nature offers into my daily life. And I pray that I'm, you know, filled with light. I constantly fill myself with light.
The other thing that I always do when I was working in an office and stuff, it's just go outside and get fresh air.
Yes, if you can. Yeah, it's really essential. And if you can hug a tree while you're out there, it's even better.
Yes. Or even look outside in a window.
Looking outside. Yeah.
I mean, I used to work in a studio, which there was no windows. It was, 55 degrees. And it's kind of stagnant. So I would always say, got to warm up. And I literally would just go outside and fill myself up with light. And then I could finish the day. But I had to do that several times.
Yeah, I think it's really important. Even just putting a flower on your desk, one flower, I think holds the presence of the angels, and can you have that to go back to. You can just look at the beauty of a flower. It will raise your vibrational frequency, and then that will allow you to be more aware of what you need in the moment.
So, with your spiritual practice, have you ever ran into, and I'm sure most people do these days one way or another, somebody that likes to hold on to their negativity?
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with somebody who really wants, they're asking for help, but yet they're denying that they really want the help? You understand what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do. That is particularly painful. And you know that they're in really great pain if that's where they are. Of myself, I can do nothing. But, with God's help, all things are possible. I think that praying for this person is really important. I usually will ask that their angels come and that they be surrounded in divine light and that they be filled with divine love. And I just really ask for divine love to fill up all the spaces. There's time when, when they don't ask us, we really often can do nothing for them. We except pray for them. And, it isn't helpful to anybody if we just allow people to drag us down. And if when they're willing to receive and put things into practice that will really help them, then maybe we can be of assistance. But there's times when we just have to let those people go.
It's very interesting because I'm finding there are a few, and I still consider them friends, but they have a spiritual practice, but because things have not shown up the way they wanted it,
they
became very negative, and is producing even more negative effects for them. And when you say, you're creating this, why are you continuing this? And then they just go off, on all these things that didn't happen. It's just like, and you wonder why it didn't happen.
It part of what is really important before we can start creating change in our lives is accepting where we are and allowing that to just be as it is. Before and then asking for what we want is, I think we have to really accept where we are before we can go to the next step.
And a big thing that a message is that through my journey is accepting responsibility for what I created.
Yes. Yeah. And accepting responsibility for what you want to have.
Next. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that the responsibility of what you're asking for. Because, it's like I've asked, all right, I want it all.
Mm-hmm.
You say I'm very powerful, bring it to me. And they just literally laugh at me and say, no, you really don't want it. We'll give it to you for your highest good if you don't mind. We're just going to do it that way. And it's like, okay. So it's, and I've asked for certain things and didn't say it the right way. And I got what I asked for, not exactly the way. But I laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I've mentioned it on the show before, is I asked to pay off my car. Well, I got in a car accident, totaled my car, it got paid off. I didn't have a car, but
example.
It got paid off.
Oh, my goodness. That's such a good reminder. Oh, wow.
And just to be a little specific, so it's like I'm really enjoying driving in my paid-off vehicle.
That's good. Yeah.
Wording of what you want is important.
I think it's really also important to have intentions for what we want to receive, but But sometimes it's better to be, like I understand you, those really good examples. But also there's times when we don't exactly know what it is that we precisely need. Like if we want to have work, we might be asking for a job, but that's not what we really need. What we need is work that really fulfills our soul's purpose. And so asking for work that fulfills our soul's purpose allows the universe to flow into channels that we never even imagined. We couldn't ask for them because we didn't know. And so I think that going into the feeling tone of how we want to feel once we get there is sometimes more important than making precise goals.
And you even, on your website,
yeah,
you actually give them a couple of the chapters.
Yes.
And one of them is all about intention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important. I mean, I'm going to read one paragraph if you don't mind.
No, please. Thanks.
And it's from the chapter. Actually, it's part of the practice, but they're saying it's actually the first message, which mm-hmm. is gently and with love, honor yourself.
Yeah.
And this is a paragraph they're showing me to read.
Mm-hmm.
The most important way you can love and honor yourself is by remembering who you are deep inside, a radiant spirit of light growing stronger and more whole every day. This is your truth of you. You can love yourself by eating in healthy ways and doing all that you know serves your body. But truly loving and honoring begins with your thoughts about yourself. You know, that's really something that right now a lot of people are having a lot of their negativity come to the surface just
sure.
to recognize what they're saying.
Yeah.
And I always say, okay, I acknowledge it's part of my shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
one of the things that we're not very kind to ourselves often. You know, I've been merciless, you know, and it's like I would never treat anybody like I treat myself in the past. I'm much better at it now, but it's so wild that we would think that by berating ourselves and you know saying terrible things that it would cause us to make a change, but it doesn't. You know, it's obviously if beating myself up would have helped, I would have been enlightened many years ago. But it didn't work that way. You know, it's much more my body, my mind, my soul, my heart responds to me when I'm kind. When I'm compassionate with myself, when I give myself time to receive love, and when I treat myself well, and mostly it's the thoughts and the things that I say, you know, that's really where it starts.
And do you feel that in the past? Because I don't think you really do it now, because you're more aware of what you're doing. Have you ever given more of yourself to others than you do to yourself?
Absolutely.
And found you sound very drained?
Just drained and shredded, you know,
like
a wisp, you know, where I had no energy left. And that is really one of the, you know, it's, nobody did that to me. I gave it all away. You know, I mm-hmm. gave so much of myself there wasn't anything left to give. That doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't help anybody. And I mean, I know we have kids to take care of, and I know there's things to do, but we really have to make sure that we have as much energy to work with in our lives as we can. And especially right now, it's so intense. The energy is so intense right now that everybody is feeling it. Everybody's feeling how things have speeded up. Everyone
mm-hmm.
has that sort of sense of pressure, you know, got to get it done because there's time is short, you know, and it's that's when we have to go to the center it's even more important, because we can't speed up and go as fast as the world is spinning. We have to go into the center and go to where that heartbeat of the earth is, where we actually can feel that place of peace inside. And from there, we make much better decisions, and we also take much better care of ourselves.
Do you have... I'm sorry.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you asked something. I'm hearing their voices through the headphones now. Do you have any suggestions to people? Do you suggest prayer, meditation? Some people that say that's the same. Is there, you know, just thinking and focusing on the heart, is that a good way of centering?
Mm-hmm.
What is a good way of doing that?
All of the above. I'll give you my way of doing it. If this is something that this is what Archangel Gabriel gave me, and I'd be happy to share this with anyone. And what it is basically, here it is. I lift up my arms, and I open up, and I say, I call on the light from the highest source there is, and I ask this light to fill my being. I call on the light to fill my mind with clarity and wisdom. And I ask the light to fill my words with peace, with compassion and truth. I ask this light to fill my heart with divine love. I ask the light to fill my center with power of confidence and strength and protection. I ask the light to fill me with balance and harmony and creative solutions. And I ask this light to connect me deeply with the earth, that I might be a bridge from heaven to earth and feel that sense of safety and belonging and connection to the depths of my being. And as I do that, I'm touching each of the centers in my body. So I'm actually physically connecting to the light into my being. And from this place, I can sit in the light and I can breathe. And I think that our breath is the major key. And all the world's traditions, you know, most everyone who teaches meditation will bring you back to your breath. And so when we're more intense and things are moving too fast, check out where you're breathing. Usually it's from a very shallow place. So if you can bring your breath back into the center and do a little alignment with light and bring it all the way through, you can just breathe that in. And this only takes a couple of minutes. And within a very short amount of time, you can feel yourself in a much more centered, balanced way. Did that answer your question?
It certainly does.
Oh, okay.
Now, when you're doing this process, you're giving the intention of filling yourself and centering yourself.
Mm-hmm.
With the power of intentions, is there any, in a way, do's or don'ts with intentions?
I think that the only don't with intentions is to be very aware of the feelings that you want to, it would be to be so specific and so narrow that you limit the universe. That for me, it's more important to be expansive and allow the universe to bring the form to me. If I want a partner, I would say that I want a partner that brings joy to my soul, that fills any need that I have for the divine love to flow through me or something. That's a little vague because I'm not really working on partnership right now. So.
Right.
but you know what I mean? It's not to be so specific that we narrow the universe, because I believe that God has something greater in mind for us than we can even imagine for ourselves sometimes.
Yes, and dealing with the partnership, I was at one time, well, I still am, looking for that partner, but in a sense, I had a list of what I was looking for, and I laugh about it now because it was 2 pages long, 2 columns, 8 points. So I got very, very specific, and they really did bring me men in that were very close to that. And I realized, no, this isn't really what I wanted.
I know.
So
that's what happened to me,
lessons
too.
Through the whole process, and I'm going, okay, I've learned that. You know,
I got everything I wanted, everything I asked for.
You know, someone supportive, someone, you know, balance is equal, mm-hmm. and emotionally and physically available. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
So I've simplified it tremendously.
Yes, me too.
And in everything, it's just I've come to understand through a lot of lessons that I sometimes repeated a couple times. Like the car accident, I went through totaling two cars before I really understood what I was saying. Anyway, but that, you know, the good Lord has a plan and he knows better than I. And mm-hmm. In this time where they're saying we are truly creating our own reality, it's like you said, it's that feeling that you want to have constantly within you is really what I'm learning that you need to focus on, and not exactly how you're going to get that feeling, just that you always have it.
Exactly, and I think that's where our practice comes in. You know, if we have the practice of coming to that place where we can really feel what we need, you know, and be grateful that our needs are given to us constantly, and you know, before we even know what they are, all our needs are met with grace and ease. That's one of my little things.
Yes. And that's a beautiful one. And a lot of people are going through a lot of financial and personal spiritual upheavals right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, you've got to get rid of the stuff that isn't working to make room for what you truly know in your heart is going to work. So you might be resistant to everything that's going on, but you're just making it harder on yourself.
Yeah. Surrender is, for me, it was just like it just kept coming until I finally just surrendered to it.
Yeah.
And, you have to surrender to what is, because you can't fight it. You can't resist it. It's going to, you know, it's what you resist persists. Isn't that the old saying?
Oh, very true.
Yeah.
And being open to receive what does come.
Yes. Yeah. And that receptivity is essential. That's a really important key.
And you know, it may not look like what you really were looking for, but, you know, it may be just a stepping stone to what is coming away, you know, coming ahead. It's very interesting how many times, you know, I'll meet someone and they say, oh, I know exactly who you need to talk to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or right. Vice versa, I know exactly who they need to talk to. Mm-hmm. And it always seems to work out for the highest good of all, and that's something that in my practice I try and make sure that it's for the highest good of all.
For the highest good of all, absolutely.
And I understand there is consequences for your wishes, so make sure you really want it.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit, because we have about, I would say, 10 minutes left. I would like to talk a little bit about the products that you have in your classes.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned your classes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one coming up?
I don't, actually. There was some talk about going to Louisiana in the spring, and that still could happen. Have you noticed that it's very difficult to plan ahead?
Yes, I live day by day. It's like my sister often asks me, "What are you doing today?" Oh, whatever comes up.
I know, and so So my intention is to go where I am invited, where my work can really support those who are there, and that I can thrive. You know, so I'm willing to go where I'm invited, but there needs to be some the things that are difficult for me right now is to create plans, you know, because they keep changing too quickly. I have an Archangel study program that has been just really wonderful to work with. It helps people not only create a spiritual practice, but also learn to have a much more personal experience of seven different archangels that are represented in the chakra system. So we learn about the chakra system some more, and with each month, it begins on the new moon of each month, and with each month, you would have a package that arrives, and you open it on the new moon, and inside is a flower essence. You're familiar with, like, box flower
mm-hmm.
remedies. And so every person gets a personal flower essence that I made, and a CD that is just for them. And it'll just, you know, they'll say, like, hi, Jennifer, here's your flower essence for this month. And then I'll talk about what each of the flowers means and how that seems to apply to what we're studying that month. And then they also receive a meditation CD about that particular angel. So it's very focused on the chakra system and the angel that represents those energies.
And it sounds like it's personalized as well.
It's very personalized as well. And each person gets a 30-minute time with me during the month. So that's been part of the process too. The other, and this is one of the things that I'm just laughing at right now, is that I finished with this group for the Archangel Study Program, and they asked what's next. And I said, well, we're going to do a study program that's going to bring more of we're going to become a bridge from heaven to earth. It's going to be bringing more light, more angelic energy onto the planet, and we're going to connect more with nature. So in the process of offering that, and I said, we're going to start on the equinox in March. And, well, first I said February, but that was obviously zooming through, and I wasn't going to do it. So now it's starting on the equinox, but it's kind of like a moment-to-moment practice to see how it's developing, because it keeps changing. But the intention for the program is to be very focused on our soul's purpose and bring a spiritual practice into our daily lives that allow us to fulfill that soul's purpose. So it's bringing heaven to earth by bringing the highest spiritual principle that we can and bring it all the way through us so we can manifest what we want on earth. So that's the idea of this. And that one begins on the equinox. So, and the other thing that I'm doing is offering readings. And for anybody that's on this program, I'm going to offer a $25 discount for a 30-minute reading, which means that you know, they're regularly $75, so they're going to be $50 for the people that are on this call. And I'll keep that open till the 15th of March. So we'll be able to do those readings as long as they're done by the 15th.
Well, that's thank you very much. That's very generous of you to make that offer. Now, you have a CD as well of meditations, correct?
It's the CDs are all, well, I do have one. Yes, I have a CD that is called the Rainbow Light Meditation that is a wonderful CD for bringing it's a 30-minute meditation that brings light into all the chakras. And, you know, if you use the colors of the basic chakra system, you become a rainbow. So it's very enlivening. It's also very centering, because part of the practice is to become clear about with your higher self and really connect it to your higher self so that you can receive messages. And it's been a part of my Communion with Angels class. So the Communion with Angels class teaches people the practice that Archangel Gabriel gave me to receive messages on our own.
And all of these and much more are available. There's more information on all of this on your website, correct?
It's thegabrielmessages.com.
Now, how often do you put out the messages on your blog?
When they come. So sometimes they're up there for a week or two, and recently they've been way more frequent. I think weekly you could say there's going to be a message on there weekly.
And so with all the the energy that's coming on and everything that's really shifting and changing, what is the one thing that that people really can do to improve their lives right now, as well as the planet?
Breathe in light. Bring light into their lives. Bring light into their being. Bring light into their world. That's light. I think light is the answer.
And when they bring it in, they also shine it.
Yeah, they do. You can't help it.
And it really does get attention, which you really don't realize. I mean, when I'm really filled by light, it's just people notice. And
you're a magnet. Yeah.
And it's beautiful and it's awesome.
And also, it really helps the Earth, because the Earth needs all the light we can bring to it right now.
And one thing that I've been getting lots of messages, and we probably have a few minutes left, and I wanted to get your idea on this, is they really do want us to connect with Mother Earth more.
Oh, yes. That's why this second study program is really important, is it's great for us to be able to connect with the angelic realms, and the Earth is waiting for us to connect with them as well. So we're here to be connected to the Earth, and it helps us to feel more nourished when we are more connected to the Earth. Hug every tree you can.
Yeah.
And I pray for the Earth all the time. I pray for all the animals. I pray for the forests and the trees, and I do pray for the people too, but it's I really feel that the Earth needs our prayers, and when we pray and we bless, we send energy, and that energy goes in the form of light. So we're blessing the Earth with light, and we're blessing all the beings that live here so that people can live in harmony with the Earth, and it will be a much safer, peaceful, more peaceful Earth when we can live in harmony.
And one other thing I also do is give thanks for the trees and the animals and everything that's on this place, because I've been connected with the archangels since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Literally, one of the first memories I have is looking up and seeing these giant beings just looking at me, and I'm going, okay. But one of the other teachers I had was actually this old tree.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it was a blessing. It was a very deep and beautiful experience. So nature can be your teacher.
Oh, yes. One of the most important messages that I received right after the collapse of everything I knew, I was distraught. I was really upset this one day, and I was on this retreat center in Michigan in the middle of a forest. And in Michigan, the white pine tree is the state tree. And I was walking by this tree, and I could feel it calling me. And I went over, and I just leaned against it, and I hugged this tree. And even though snow was going down the back of my neck as I did it, but I did. And I hugged this tree, and the tree said to me, "Why pine for the past when your future is so bright and glorious?" And I looked around me, and a whole place was just sparkling with diamonds, because the snow was so bright and clean and white, and the sky was this deep, deep, beautiful blue. And I knew in that moment that the tree was letting me know that I would be taken care of, that I would be okay, and that, you know, to just really trust that. And even though my emotional body took a little longer, it still was a really powerful message, and it came from the tree. And I feel like the trees talk to us all the time.
And that is an excellent way with that message to end this call, just because so many people are pining for the past.
Yeah.
And that is such divine message right there. That
good.
That it really, the future is really bright and laid with diamonds, if so be it. So I thank you.
Thank you,
Chante Gabriel. And you are wonderful, beautiful, a blessing to everyone who knows of you and even those who don't. So I thank you very much. It's a great honor to have you on the show. You always are welcome to come on.
We'll do readings next time.
Oh, that'd be excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. And
thank you, Jennifer.
And a website is GabrielMessages.com.
TheGabrielMessages.com.
And with that, this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, gain new insights and inspiration. Until next time, many blessings and good night.